express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.
And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM. This is our weekly program covering arts and arts events in Valparaiso and throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest in Michigan City.
Aloha, everyone.
We're your hosts for Art on the Air. By the way, you heard our theme music, Billy Foster, with a vocal by Renee Foster, and we'll talk about them later appearing at The Nest in a special event Tomorrow, on Saturday the 24th. But we'll give you more details on that later. Hey, by the way, our underwriters for Art on the Air, Valparaiso University's Brower Museum, and our landlord, Walt Breitinger of Paragon Investments. Hey, if you'd like to see about leasing the space here in this historic building, you can call Walt at 219-462-5821. I'd like to thank them for their generous support. Thanks always to Greg Kovach, our WVLP station manager, for getting us on the air and making us...
I know, we had a nice morning with him.
Yes, we did. We spent a lot of time. Any time we might put him behind the microphone and chat with him.
I think so.
Maybe we should do that October 4th for a short bit.
For a little bit. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Talk to it. Because October 4th, by the way, folks, is our one-year anniversary of Esther and I doing Art on the Air.
It's been a fabulous year.
I know. It's like our honeymoon year, right?
That's so true.
By the way, Art on the Air is also supported by the Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project Grant, South Shore Arts, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Hey, if you're interested in being a guest or, you know, send us information about your arts-related event, exhibit, appear as an artist, you need to email us at artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Our program, along with all of our programs, stream live at wvlp.org. So if you have trouble hearing us over there, you can always hear us there. Art on the Air is rebroadcast Mondays at 5 p.m. But if you miss a show, our show archive can be heard anytime you want at Breck, that's BRECH.com/AOTA, BREC.com/AOTA. We also have a detailed arts calendar there, so you can find out all the stuff that we're going through. If you don't get the information, you go there. All the hyperlinks and everything are right there. By the way, our show is being carried by WIUN Red Hawk Radio at IU Northwest, and we're happy to do that. By the way, just talking about underwriting, and we did have these underwriters. I know we have a couple more coming online, but if you're interested in doing that, we especially would like you to be an underwriter of this show, Art on the Air, and support the station as a whole. There's different levels at underwriter level, intermediate level. You can go find out information about that at wvlp.org/support. That's wvlp.org/support. And, you know, and make a contribution in whatever you feel amount, because we are a community station. We don't do really advertising. We have underwriters and individual supporters. So find out information. We don't want you to just be a WVLP listener. We want you to become a supporter, underwriter, in whatever amount you can. And I say this every week, but I always say it again. Don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. You'll feel so good joining the WVLP family. So I think we're about ready to go on with the arts calendar, and I'm going to start with Porter County. And there's some things I just summarized this time because there's so many things. But we'll start off with Valparaiso University Center for the Arts Brower Museum. They have multiple exhibits, which I just saw online that Greg has been setting up there. Betty LaDuke, Social Justice Revisited, Remembering, Reliving, Revisiting, and Resisting. It's curated by Gloria Ruff. We have Sue Crack doing the Cosmic Light series. Then Mark Fletcher, Winking Turtle, Whispering Tree. The opening reception for all these are going to be Friday, September 6th at 7 p.m. And you can see that. There'll be gallery talks scheduled later on September. We'll talk about those as you get up. There'll be music and things like that going on. And they also have a chamber music event going on October 3rd. We'll talk again more about that. And they'll have a gallery talk in November. So that's what's going on at the Brower Museum. Visual Village Gallery at Pines. They now have Kimberly Jensen Stout, and she's doing a 2D multimedia thing on Sunday, August 18th. Well, she did that on August 18th, but her exhibit's going up through the month. By the way, I have to say thanks and a shout out to the Village Gallery. They did purchase one of my pieces for their permanent collection, The Flying Heron. So,
congratulations.
I just finished that exhibit there. Chesterton Arts Center. Well, I'll tell you what. They are one of the few organizations that sends us a whole bunch of stuff on our WVLP Gmail account. And they have a whole bunch of things coming up in the fall. The current exhibit is Melissa Lisa Washburn, which we interviewed, called All Little Things. You haven't seen it? That's been running through August 28th. Great. And then there's also Stained Glass there. You can see that in the front gallery and everything like it. By the way, talking about Stained Glass, classes do return very shortly. And there is a whole list of classes and events going on. I won't go through them right now because they're too numerous, but you can go there. The web link is on there. Mark Vandervine does the Critique Night first Wednesday of each month. So there's a whole bunch of things. And one thing that Chariston Arts Center just did, they hired two new instructors targeted to young people and all ages up through high school. So they have a whole new thing for fall classes. So you can go to their website and find that. Art Barn. Laura Isard is still doing Embroidering the Imagination. She's featured in our main gallery space, and then Pastel Paintings by Robin Feely, and that's still going on through this month. Artsy Fine Arts, well, they're getting geared up again, and starting September 4th, they have a framed beach resin class going on, and September 5th, our acrylic pour. Both of them start at 6 p.m. Again, the link is on our website and email, so you can find out about them. Depot Museum and Art Gallery, that's located in Beverly Shores on US 12, Keeping the Past Present. It was a group exhibition. Fortunately, I missed that one because I had so many pieces out I couldn't submit, but that's a...
what a problem.
I know it is. Oh. Well, the real problem has been bringing them back home and rehanging them everywhere.
Yeah.
that opened on early August. They'll be running through the whole month, and you can see a bunch of different area artists there at the Depot Museum and Art Gallery. The Ellen Firm Gallery still has Yanko Kostofanov, and he's running through mid-September there, and so you can enjoy that. Finally, Memorial Opera House, well, they're right now in dark, as we say in theater, not doing anything too big, but you can always find out what's going on there. But the big thing they're getting ready for is Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. That'll open later in September. So that's kind of what we got going on in Porter County. I guess, are you all ready for LaPorte County there?
Big LaPorte County.
Here we go.
the Thaddeus E. Gallery, they're located in downtown LaPorte at 822 Lincoln Way. The Dune Summer Theater at 288 Shady Oak Drive. Their production, which I believe starts August 23rd today, is working, and they have performances Fridays and Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 2 p.m., and it's based on the book by the late Chicago journalist Studs Terkel.
See that window? The one that did
really?
The design? Yeah, I know the show. Because that was the first show I ever directed.
Did they ever consult with you after that?
Well, you know what? This is a newer version. The script, they have Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's written a couple new songs
right.
for it. They have changed the script quite a bit, updated. They've eliminated some of the previous ones. Like there used to be a newsboy, and there used to be a parking garage attendant, and some of those are gone, some of those old characters, and they've sort of tried to update it, I guess, and everything. It's a new script that actually came, a revised script that came out. But
Did you watch a rehearsal?
No, I haven't. I do have tickets. I just have to see if I can squeeze in when I can go see it. That's the tricky part always.
But, I know. With all
but we're going to have them on the show, I think, in 2 weeks.
Yes. Yes. That'll be interesting.
It'll be an interesting show.
Lubesnik Center for the Arts, the Chicago Imagists Before and After. That exhibit runs through October 19th and is showing in all three galleries. Rising Phoenix Gallery, their exhibit is Fun and Games by Terry Duncan. And her work features mixed media pieces. And they are paintings and found objects suspended in layers of cast resin. SFC Gallery, 607 Franklin Street, is exhibiting the original watercolors by Terry Armstrong through the month of August. Southern Shore Art Association at 724 Franklin Street, their exhibit is titled Travel, Places, and Faces. Whether it's across the street, across town, state, country, continents, there's always something new or intriguing that catches the artist's interest. Find your interpretation of new locations and or faces. That exhibit also runs through August. They also have a call for artists for the September 2019 Photography Juried Exhibit, curated by Larry right here. Yay. And it's called Your Best Shot, and it will be exhibiting September 6th through September 29th. Sign-up deadline is August 28th, so that's coming up. There are going to be several awards, one Best in Show, then there'll be Best People Portrait, Best Nature Animal, Best Still Life, Best Scenic Landscape and Seascape, Best Building Structure. Do you want to say anything about it?
No, we hope to see. I already have quite a few entries in so far, the submission, and so we're really pleased with it. I'll have a few pieces in the show, but not part of the award process. I didn't think that was ethical.
Well, yeah,
so. But I thought it was, I always said, and Carolyn said I shouldn't say that, my wife said, I always enjoy actually more exhibiting than getting awards. I really do. I like that and like to sell them too.
Well,
which actually, I just sold three pieces out of the Southern Shore this last week.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah, so that's that along
birds,
with some money.
Birds by any chance? They're
no,
so
these
beautiful.
Were all scenics. These were all like dunes type scenics, one of winter and things like that. So that money actually, along with a wedding I just shot, is going to get my next new camera thing, which is a drone.
How exciting.
Yeah. So.
Ooh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nest, located at 803 Franklin Street in Michigan City. The current exhibit is Robert Serco, Me, Myself, and Eyes. They're the recent paintings and drawings. Come see it. It's a fabulous exhibit. Drum Circle every first Friday, so September 6th is the next one. And so please come and join in. It's our regular, the Drum Circle has been going on, I think, 2 or 3 years, and we've chosen First Friday so we can have more of the community involved. So please stop by. The Every Kind of Talent Show with Captain Ambivalent, every third Saturday, September 21st is the next one. It's open mic meets vaudeville meets show and tell. August 24th at 6:30 p.m., we have a jazz evening with Billy and Renee Foster. So excited. I had Billy and Renee in the gallery yesterday. Billy had to test out the piano because it was just tuned, and Renee sang, and I'm still smiling about it.
Well, I'm going to be wonderful. Definitely be there. In fact, I'm going to bring the camera and maybe shoot some shots of them actually performing.
Oh, that'd be great.
So, yeah, I'm planning to
And it's
be
a free concert, so
yeah.
Please come on out.
Free is good,
free
you know,
is
and everything.
Excellent.
And Billy
and
Billy is such a mainstay.
Quality.
Oh, my gosh, you know. And we so appreciate them writing and singing and performing the opening theme, opening and closing theme of our show.
It's just magnificent.
It's classy.
And we so appreciate it. I know we've been getting comments about Billy. I did a clip of Billy playing yesterday, and the comments have been world class. And
yes.
He's a beast on the piano. And,
he is.
Yeah,
and he's really. And he's. They both are, but he is such a nice man. You know, the talent
they're both,
he has. They're both.
Oh my gosh.
But he's so quiet and mellow. And then you sit down. I remember when we first got the piano at IUN, and he just sat down to play it, to test it out. And it was just phenomenal. I shot a quick video of it for the campus to see. Oh, here's our new piano.
Yeah, well, I just can't be more pleased. And we're collaborating on starting a jazz fest in Michigan City, and that will happen November 30th, and we'll have more details as we have more details on that. And that's also going to be a free fest. Friday, August 30th at 5:30 p.m., our guest Christy Putnam is going to have a free Tai Chi easy class and Qigong with, and she will, I won't go into it here because she's here, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. Saturday, September 14th is the first Writing Out Loud program at 7:30. We're collaborating with the Michigan City Public Library, so we'll be hosting in the gallery the Writing Out Loud series, and there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on, and it's on this fabulous techno genius site that Larry created with all of the community events. And so that's it for LaPorte County.
Okay, we're moving to Lake County. By the way, if you want to find out those events or details, it's breck.com/AOTA. Now moving on to Lake County, 119th Street Artists at the Cornerstone Gallery, their final exhibit there, running through September 13th, Beyond the Eye is You, is Us. Sarah P. Comrie, Dawn Dinatopoulos, and Nia Lara Trice will be there. They've already had their opening reception, so if you get a chance, go in and see their artwork, because that's the final time, and when that exhibit closes, they're out of there, and it's going to become something else. They're actually, as a group, dissolving. We think they might be absorbed. Some of the people will exhibit at the next gallery I'll talk about in Whiting, Studio 659, and they just now put out a call for art called Bump in the Night. And they always do that during September into October. So they have a call. You can find out details on their studio659.org website. Current exhibit is Metropolination, and it's their summer exhibit running through the September. And it's about plants, trees, and flowers that grow in the city. Think like urban farming, windowsill herb gardens, et cetera, et cetera. So that's still running, and you can find out their hours mostly weekends. South Shore Arts, well, the Bachman Gallery, you have one final weekend to see Renee McInnes' Tales from the Biosphere. It's a wonderful exhibit. She's the artist in the seventh exhibit in the Outstanding Midwest Artist Series before they move on. The Atrium Gallery has Bob Pomolari still going on there, Straight Shooters. He's there through September 8th. Toll Theater, Annika Dechter is doing Between the Real and Imagined, and that's in Holman in Hammond. Cafe Fresco in Crown Point, Joel Tomaszewski. Then and Now, he's a nature artist based in Highland, does realistic bird portraits on wood panel. That's again through mid-September. The annual salon show, well, I'm waiting to hear if my pieces got in, but that's going to be September 14th through November 10th, curated by David Clayman. He's a professor and dean of arts at IU Northwest. So we have that. That's a spectacular show and a huge number of prizes. Not that art's always about prize money, but they do give a lot of artist prizes out in all different categories. 61, an exhibit celebrating the 61st National Park. Well, where is the 61st National Park? It's right on your doorstep. It's the Dunes, now former Lakeshore, now National Park. Anyway, if you haven't been to the Welcome Center, I-80, I-94, and Kennedy Avenue in Hammond, just off the expressway, they have 12 different stops representing parts of the lake, the National Lakeshore slash park now, from Chelberg Farm and Homestead to Coles Bog and all these different places. Even fun. It's a for-all-family exhibit, so get a chance to stop by. I think that's going to be closing September 21st, so don't miss out. South Lake Artist Co-op, and we like to call themselves Slack, and they are Slackers. And they're actually very active, but they now have a new exhibit called Call for Art, but they still have their China Cat Sunflower at Sip Coffee House 2 in Highland, and Textures at Sip Coffee House in Crown Point. They're only found on Facebook. You can find the link there, but they do have two calls for art. One is Word, that's all it is, that's due September 21st, and now Crackle. They have these unique themes, and that's going to be due October 14th. Details are on their Facebook page. Theater at the Center, well, it's coming up for one time only, two performances, Saturday, August 24th, 3 and 7 p.m. We've only just begun. Heidi Kittenberg will be singing Karen Carpenter music, so if you like the mellow voice of Karen Carpenter and everything, she will be doing a whole retrospective of the Carpenter music. Unprofessional Development by Improvidations is on Saturday. They're at the Carriage Court in Crown Point. You can find out information about that on our webpage, and that's everything going on in Lake County. Hey, was your event on here? No? Well, you know, it's so easy to do. You need to email us at artontheair@gmail.com. That's artontheair.
I know. Even if you're a friend of the artist or musician, right, let us know what they're doing.
It's so easy. If you're interested in being on and talking about us, you know, we do book about a month or sometimes as much as 2 months in advance. So if you have something coming up, you might want to think in advance of getting on the show because, you know, now we have people knocking on our door to come on the show. So
true.
It is true. So we have some great guests coming up, too. But our current guest today, Christy Putnam, she has, a resume that just is all over the place. So many things she's involved in the past, and we'll let her talk about this. She was a financial planner, but now she's doing a whole bunch of other types of things. So we'd like to welcome Christy to the show and make her feel real welcome as she comes on Art on the Air. Welcome, Christy.
Fluidity
Hi,
of life.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, the first thing is we want to know a little bit about you, like where are you from originally, where you went to school, college, and everything, and how you got from there to here. So tell us your story.
Well, I guess I'm from southern Indiana, Vincennes, and my ancestors all the way back to the Revolutionary War. So then my parents decided they didn't want to live in a place where it's perpetual recession, so we moved to Northwest Indiana. So I grew up in Merrillville while my mom commuted to Chicago to be a computer programmer. So I learned a good work ethic when I was young, but my father was always the entrepreneurial spirit. So I've basically just created a whole bunch of different following my passion activities.
So let's talk about your college and some of your other career before we get into where you are now. So you went to college or went to school in Merrillville, I assume.
Yep. And then I went to Purdue.
Okay. Good for you.
And I started out in computer science, just like my mom. And I quickly realized that I didn't want to sit alone at a computer the rest of my life. So I tried investments for a little while and landed on getting a degree as a financial planner and counselor. So the jobs in that field are either counseling people who are so far in debt that they can't hardly make it, or helping billionaires. Rich people get richer. So it was very disappointing to me. And I liked the counseling aspect. So I looked at what else could I do and kind of wandered a bit. Because at the same time, what happened was I had some chronic illnesses.
Okay.
So I kind of just left it all behind, got in my RV, and drove across the country on a health pilgrimage.
Okay, very good. Back to financial planning, because I'm always curious about that. In dealing with the people of different things, were you a fee-only planner? Or
that's the first job I took.
Okay.
I didn't realize what level of clientele it was going to be, but there weren't really options back then. So
right.
I had been studying in a career that was only 30 years old. Before
right.
that, it had been insurance agents. And so that's basically what the field was at the time, was these insurance agents turned financial planners, eager to hire college graduates who had actually been trained in that field.
Right. And as opposed to brokerage, if the people don't know what the difference is, the brokers tend to want to sell you things just to sell mm-hmm. you things, whether it's good for your portfolio or not.
Right.
Or financial planners actually help plan for you.
Right.
And you pay them a fee, but they always do what's best for you. And so that's a, you know, I know there's, I'm my own investor, so I do all
yeah.
my things.
Yeah.
No fee mutual funds. No, this is not a financial show, but I learned to invest like all that on my own. And low
yeah.
loads or low fee expenses. So.
And that's what attracted me to the fee only, was because I wanted to give unbiased advice.
Right.
I didn't like that the only way to help the general public is the commission structure, and you basically become a salesman. I wanted
exactly.
to give the advice and help the people actually go for their goals and achieve them.
So tell us about your journey across the country. Just, you know, where did you go, what did you see, and how that changed you?
So did you start from Maryville, and what was your first stop?
Wow, so that one's fun. What happened? When I started my first job as a financial planner, I left Maryville and drove cross country on my first kind of exploration of the world, and saw the Grand Canyon, woke up to the sunrise there, and then I got to my job and kind of was following all of what you're expected to do as you grow up. Like, first you go to college, then you graduate, then you get a good job, then you get married. So my best friend of 7 years came out and proposed, and I said yes, and then I got another financial planning job where he lived, and he was a dot-commer, so abundance had been all around me at this point. One of the jobs I was offered back then was a $1 million contract for a two-year contract, and something in my heart said, I can't lock myself down for 2 years. There's life out there waiting for me to find it. So getting in my truck was inspired by just wanting to find whatever that was calling me. So it turned into a search for community. It was always very fascinating to me as I went from place to place following just a calling.
So was it an intuitive, or did you, okay.
Yeah, it was very much just a calling, and it started to feel like ministry to me. So before I started driving, this will be of great interest because it's our home area here, so Beverly Shores, which the house that I lived in for a year and a half and ran an artist retreat out of is now the national park.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was the big pink house on top of the hill on the road that you walk down to get to the beach in Mount Baldy. And even just the house itself was fascinating. And so I just...
Tell us about that before you move off of
yeah,
that. Tell us
definitely.
About the house.
The yoga room.
Well, can I tell you how I found the house?
Oh, sure. We'd love to hear that.
So I was going to a class in Chicago called The Forum, part of Landmark Education. And it was all about, I call it ontology, the study of being human, finding out what processes are running in your psyche, basically, that you're not aware of, so that you can create a new way of being for yourself. So that's basically what helped empower me to just go after whatever whims I was having. That and a mother who taught me that I can have anything I want if I set my mind to it. And would never give me advice and just told me to go out and...
I love that empowerment, no matter what gender you are. That's how I raised my daughter. The only thing I used to tease her, just to get off the point, I said, you can do anything you want in your life. I'm talking about legal and stuff like that. I said, the one thing I'd like you to skip is lady wrestler. That was the only thing I kind of said, take that off your list. But yeah, I think that's important to have parents that empower you.
Yes, absolutely. So I was very fortunate in that department. So back to Windrift, Creativity Refuge is what I called it. And someone we know, Mylise, at Nature's Cupboard, was a big supporter back then. So it's fun to come full circle and be sitting here with you guys.
Oh, that's fantastic. So So anything else in your journey that was life-changing for you? You came back a changed person and you got back to Northwest Indiana.
Yeah, I'd almost like just like, where did you go?
Yeah.
So the first place, I was on my way to Alamogordo, New Mexico, to be a campground host in a national park. And the day I was leaving on my journey, there was a front page article about them burning books in the lawn at the library. And I decided that it wasn't exactly the place I wanted to go. So I visited my grandma in southern Indiana and ended up staying and being of service to her. She was living alone and was refusing to move into a home. So that was a very empowering moment because I was back in my birthplace and living in my RV in the yard. Winter was coming. And I said, if something doesn't happen to introduce us to a spiritual community today, I'm getting on the road and leaving. And my husband, we were traveling together at that time, came back with a flyer that said, "What if the Hokey Pokey is what it's all about?" we're like in southern Indiana, the middle of the country, nowhere. And it turns out there was a Native American community there that had been sent out from Pine Ridge Reservation to take care of the sacred lands that are southern Indiana. And so I became involved with that community for about a year, and I supported their big annual Sundance ceremony. So that was transformative right there. And that actually continued. So every time I went from town to town, I immediately ran into someone who invited me to a Lakota sweat lodge. So for about 3 years, that was a part of my transformation.
Wow. Yeah. And that was located in Indiana, or the Lakota lodge?
The first one... Yes. Southern Indiana.
So were you still making declarations at each place? Like if, or did it just at that point, the momentum had taken hold? And
Yeah. Then I remembered, and this was something new that was happening at the same time. I was asking a question and sensing an answer. So I started to just be open to that intuitive voice and following the call.
Very good. Now, you started moving toward yoga, Tai Chi. So just tell us about that journey, how we got from where you're at right now in your story to there.
So one of the amazing places I went to in my 5 years of traveling without destination was Hawaii.
Well, you have that in common, don't you?
And I was on one of those excursions and jumping off a waterfall or something. And I asked the young girl, "How did you get this job?" And she told me about a website, backdoorjobs.com. And I got on there, and Omega Institute was listed as having, as hiring. And it had never occurred to me that I could go work there. It had always been a dream to go to Omega Institute. It's like a holistic health 101 kind of a retreat center. So they have so many classes throughout the summer that 1,200 people can be on campus in a weekend. So they have 500 staff. So I immediately applied and ended up in New York about a week later cooking breakfast at 4:30 in the morning. It was perfect. It was beautiful to wake up before the sun and have the birds sing to me as I walked to the kitchen.
Wow. Of course, I given a choice, I like to be up at the crack of noon. So, but I like to stay up late too. So you left the financial planning completely behind, and then from there, you're cooking. Where do you go from there?
So it turns out, when you're staff at Omega, you get to take a free weekend workshop. So I chose one called Tai Chi Easy, and met my teacher, Dr. Raja Yanka, and later that year took his 30 days straight, 200-hour teacher training. And I've been working with him ever since.
Very good. By the way, you're listening to Christy Putman on Art on the Air, 103.1 FM, also heard on WIUN Red Hawk Radio. So now you're learning about Tai Chi. First of all, learning it, and then how's that developing in yourself?
In myself. That's a good question. So I was now living in New York City, which was the epitome of everything I thought was bad. And what was magical to me was now my perspective was that this was the community I had been looking for. And I started my drive on the day that the towers fell.
Oh my gosh.
So what is that, like 5 years later, I end up living in New York City and working in Times Square. And so I had a job to support me. I was actually commuting in the beginning so that I could afford to get into the city. Because it does really take about at least a year to find a home, like a way to live there. And that was so empowering. And now I'm bringing Tai Chi to that environment. And I immediately, in my newfound passion, started National Take a Deep Breath Day. And I was on the radio to share that and started... It's not really been about me teaching Tai Chi or making a career out of it. It's been about community building, about helping empower people to take care of themselves, to realize that they're the ones who can make their life good.
National Take a Breath. When is that? What day is it?
It's on February 22nd, so 2:22 at 2:22 p.m. Stop whatever you're doing and take a deep breath.
I think you should do that every day, actually. Yeah. At least a couple of times, so. Especially in the world we live in sometimes. Okay, so you're in New York and you're doing that. So where to from there?
Well, I was there for another 5 years. Okay. So that was kind of the yang to my yin of traveling. I call New York City serving my time.
It's just interesting. It's kind of the... you know, it's a miracle to change direction and to use everything mm-hmm. that you've absorbed. So that whole trip led you to be able to experience New York in a much more open way. It's like,
absolutely.
Really,
yeah. Just as a point before we go on with your story, did you ever regret leaving financial planning, or was that just something that's not in your passion? And you just...
No, I love working the counseling side of it. So right. I like to help. I'm a life coach also, so I use the budgeting aspect of it. Most people aren't really ready for the investing side yet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good. So you do, yeah. And during that time, what else did you do in New York before you moved on from there?
Oh boy, that was I have no idea how I had so much energy when I look back at it.
That's New York, though, too. Yes. I mean, it has like such a
New York
way of
life.
So I could only go for the weekend and just get charged. Yep. And then, yeah.
So I started out working at Alias I, which is a computer programming company. So I came in not as a computer programmer, which I had a little bit of background in college, but as the operations manager. So I ran the business, all aspects of it other than the programming. And it was fascinating because my boss was a Burning Man fanatic. So I was able to, like, when he was gone for a week, I did my other weird projects. Like, I take neckties and sew them together into a design line of 6 different purses. And that is actually what supported my travels. I would make a suitcase full and take it to the next boutique, and they bought it every single time. So that was my gas money and my food.
It's wonderful.
You'd have a great time at my house because I think I own about 300 and some neckties. So people like to say I like to tie one on. That's why I don't.
There's definitely abundance of neckties available. For
mine are all very cool, though. I don't have any boring
all the
ties.
Ones that I've seen have been pretty cool.
You have
cool.
those like retro wool ones?
I don't have retro ones, but I have things that are theme ties and everything. My wife is taking, there's a little store in Kenosha, and they have neckties that are fun. Like 99 cents each, or like 3 for $10, and so. And I had things for all events, like concerts, and so. Anyway, so
He's not wearing one right now.
No,
I have to say
I'm tie-less, so you know I used to wear a tie all the time, and I still do at events, but. You know, on radio, you know, you don't have to have a tie.
I don't know. You've come in many times with ties.
Well, that's usually because I had something going on afterwards. Right. I had to tie up a little. So in New York, you're doing managing the this thing, and then you've also that. So we're moving on with your story.
So were you still at the Omega at that
Omega?
Point?
No, that was just the summer. So okay. I moved on to stay in New York, the place I thought I would never visit, and was working at the computer firm and making my art still. And then I found a space to live in that was called Grand Space. It's now called Brooklyn Sanctuary. So it was a industrial warehouse with literally a toy factory above it. The giant toys that you would get at
right.
Coney Island were being made in our building. And there were 17 of us living in 10,000 square feet.
Wow.
So
what a dream.
You would think, yeah.
No.
Tell us a little bit about what your art is.
So that commune is...
My art also changes as I change.
Well, give us a little retrospective.
So the necktie purses.
Okay.
The oil painting was, in particular with my grandma, my mom's mom, back in Vincennes. When we moved away, I would continue to go back to visit both of my grandmothers for a week each summer, and I would mostly paint with them. So my grandma did traditional oil painting on canvases, and my dad's mom would paint on like old antique saws and such.
So that's one phase of your art. And without, we'll depart from the story, but tell us a little bit about the progression of your art a little bit from that.
Are you still painting?
Are you still painting?
I'm not.
You're not. Yeah. I have some walls that need to be... Oh, no, that guy's gonna paint.
I did do murals. I was actually hired. The best gig that one brought about was a full ride to Key West to paint a mural at a hotel.
Oh, fantastic. We'll see.
Greg Hertzlieb has just designed the mural for the back of our building, and I was thinking just to gather a bunch of friends and we should just paint
Absolutely. I have a big projector you can borrow if you
Excellent.
Want. I got the projector when I was painting umbrellas, you know, the big 6-foot market umbrellas that you put in your table at the patio. And that was part of the Umbrellas of Harbert charity art auction. The last year that it ran, I was the chairperson, and I think I painted 3 umbrellas that year. And they were all, my grandma would win awards for her work, especially her pen and ink drawings. And she had official training and had, you know, gone to Italy and, you know, went to see all the wonderful works in the museums. And so her pen and inks were just these elaborate, like it was a rooster was one of them. Another one was a rabbit jumping through the air.
Ooh.
And they were just black and white. But the work that she did, like in the rooster, for example, was so intricate that it looked like an optical illusion. So I used the projector, and then I just made my own brush strokes on top of her drawings. So it was fun to honor her in that way.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see those images.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Unfortunately, on radio, we can't show them to you. But
but you have a site that you've, maybe that's the next addition
to our webpage, which we're going to expand, or might start putting that. I do put links on there. So like when you go to our breck.com/AOTA, there's a link to your life craft, which we'll talk about later. But I've tried to put web links on all the guests we have. So that's important.
It is.
So New York. And then we move on from there. What's that process?
So I had become the director of Grand Space now. So I was pretty involved in a very hectic, busy New York City style life. And my sister called when she was 11, 10 years ago. And she asked me to move home.
Mm.
So,
what did you do as the director of?
It was also
I want to say Brooklyn Sanctuary.
It was a performance venue in order to pay the bills. So, and then obviously and taking rent and managing the spaces and constant turnover of new and interesting individuals.
Yeah.
And different things like documentaries came through and would record, you know, the unique living style and just managing the kitchen and the
bathrooms. Is all that still available? Like that sounds so interesting.
There's actually the other community that was our sister community is called Yes. And they're actually showing up in TV shows right now. So they're definitely still there.
And what type of performances did you have there?
Oh, it was all, you know, very out there.
Okay.
So definitely the fire spinning kind of stuff, because we had the rooftop also overlooking the city, and just art and music.
Okay, very good. So that somehow came to an end for you, so move on. We talked about moving back.
My sister brought me home, and I'm continuing now to teach Tai Chi almost weekly for the entire, since 2006 when I became certified. So I came home, and you just asked, what did it do in me?
Right.
And so I came home, and we had actually had kind of a traumatic, you know, childhood, and the family wasn't close at this point, you know, very common type of dysfunction. So I spent about 3 years really, I think it was another 5, actually, about 3 years until it looked good, but 5 until we feel like we're a really strong family. So it's really wonderful to be back home and to be a part of.
Thank you to your sister.
Yeah.
So, and you're living where now? In Northwest Indiana, in LaPorte, or?
I travel about an hour and a half region, so we'll say Michiana, because it's Southwest Michigan and Northwest Indiana.
And that brings me to the asking you about, are you still involved with Peacock Place?
Yeah, I manage vacation rental properties.
Okay. And that's one of them, or there's more than one?
The Kalamazoo location is becoming an Airbnb also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is another full circle because real estate investing is part of financial planning. So that's another aspect of how my life has woven together all these seemingly unrelated pieces to make exactly a cohesive whole. And at this point, now the VA is looking to hire Tai Chi instructors and health coaches as part of their new whole health initiative. So it's fascinating to have been a part of the Integral Institute of Qigong and Tai Chi, who is basically a research institute who's been working with the VHA for all these years to bring about holistic health. And it includes art therapy and music therapy. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing that the government has embraced alternative medicine.
That's fantastic. So for our viewers, they're looking at us right through the microphone.
They'll see that you're not wearing a tie.
Explain what Tai Chi is for people. They may not even understand what that is.
Yeah, so Tai Chi is a type of yoga,
right-ish.
So it's just from a different part of the country. So Tai Chi comes from China, and Tibet. It's a part of Taoism.
Okay,
is the philosophy that it's a part of, but it's not dogmatic in any way. It's a lot of people ask, is this a religion? And it's not. It's an exercise form that the Chinese government basically mandates that the population do. So you'll see thousands of people in the park doing it together at the same time. Because in China, the parks are built for the health and wellness of adults, not as playgrounds for children. So I went to China for 3 weeks, and there was definitely a sort of health to the people that we don't have in America. So this Tai Chi...
Oh, that's just the weather alert, so that's okay. We're not all going to die.
Tai Chi is a type of Qigong, which is a part of traditional Chinese medicine.
Okay.
So it's Eastern medicine meets Western medicine because we're teaching Tai Chi in a non-traditional way that's designed for health and relaxation. And it's based on, at this point, it's been evidence-based by the federal government for about 3 years. So they finally agree with us.
And compare it to yoga. I mean,
So for me, there's a couple differences that are fundamental between yoga and Tai Chi. In yoga, you can be doing your postures and thinking about your grocery list.
Okay.
In Tai Chi, if you're thinking about anything at all, you can't do it. You have to develop a body sense awareness, like focusing on your breath, noticing where your feet touch the ground, becoming mindful of this moment, and then we're moving through it. So now you're coordinating your breath with the movements of your body. And your hands, arms, feet, legs, they're all moving different directions at the same time. So you're triggering the entire nervous system, and the different hemispheres of the brain are talking to each other. And it's just, Harvard says it's the number one thing you can do to relieve stress.
It's so beautiful, too. I mean, the class that we had... it was just so beautiful to participate in and to watch. You know, you should come. It's free. It's
okay.
A free Tai Chi class.
That's okay. A good point, Esther, because it's the slowness of it.
So beautiful.
It's about slowing down and breathing deep.
Esther's saying I need to slow down is what she's saying.
Well, what's beautiful about this is that you don't need to stand up or do this. You can get the benefits sitting down if standing up and moving around is not what you can physically do.
And it's actually scientifically proven that you don't even have to stand up or do the movements to get the benefits. Literally, I work with people who are in bed and can't move. And I have them think the movements, and it's scientifically proven that they receive the same physiological benefit.
Yeah.
The mind is a powerful,
a very
mysterious
powerful
thing.
Now, you've developed a website that that takes you through that, and also a Facebook page called, I think, lifecraftnetwork.com?
Actually, lifecraft.us will take you straight to the events page on Facebook.
Okay.
And then lifecraftwellness.com is more about me and what I offer.
Okay. And give us that web address again. So
lifecraftwellness.com and then lifecraftus.com. So lifecraft is all one word.
Okay. And again, I have the links on, if you go to our page, you can do that. By the way, you're listening to Christy Putman here on Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, and also on Red Hawk Radio, WIUN. Well, one question I had is you're developing a thing called Therachi. So tell us about that. I mean, without giving away any trade secrets here.
Well, this is exciting. I already have the trademark, and we've been preparing the launch for a while, and it was launched in Valpo at the Metaphysical Festival on August 9th. So the brand is called Therachi. So I come at Tai Chi with all my experience from a more holistic health sort of position. So I'm actually a healthcare provider with a federal ID number and such, and can take insurance from veterans to attend my classes. So it's really about the science of the healing. And Therachi is a certification program that's not about, you know, going out and making money. It's about becoming a co-mentor. It's about you care about your health and you care about the health of your loved ones, and you want to learn how to share this important tool that has basically become a power tool in the health and wellness industry.
Okay. And I'm backing up just a little bit on Peacock, and I missed this. That used to be an art gallery for you.
Yeah. Well, this leads into a little more of my background. So I always had a dream of having an art gallery. And again, more about the networking. I like to bring the people together.
Right.
So I had several different launches quickly. Many different types of various art. Diversity is always a fascination for me. And the vacation rental property had two houses. So the little bitty guest house that was 600 square feet became my home and studio and the art gallery. And about a month after I opened, I was in a tragic accident where I received a brain injury. So I spent about the past 5 years going through intensive rehabilitation. And November of 2018, I was released from the doctors. So I credit a huge amount of my transformation to the Tai Chi and the Qigong. In China, when you have an injury, they send you to a Qigong hospital where you do Qigong all day long every
what
day.
Is, explain what Qigong is.
So
also.
Qigong, Tai Chi is a type of Qigong. So it's just it's easier to do Qigong. The arms don't typically cross the midline. It's more just repeating, like your hands at your sides raise up and down. So much gentler, slower.
Integration, yeah.
So you credit that a lot with your own recovery.
Yes. So I decided, since we don't have Qigong hospitals in New York, as soon as I felt like it was possible, I lugged a suitcase onto the airplane with my frozen shoulder, because part of the accident was physical, and just exhaustion and lack of short-term memory. But I was determined to go to a class called Primordial Energetics with my teacher, Dr. Roger Yonka. And the healing and transformation in that 5 days was more than years of physical and mental therapy. So my shoulder unfroze. You know, I started to have some clarity and heal some of the trauma. And I continued to get on the airplane and visit 5 states for the next 9 weeks doing Qigong nonstop. And I can't even explain the amazing transformation my mind and body went through.
Now, do you also teach that as part of your Tai Chi?
I am certified to teach primordial energetics. Okay. I think it'll be a while before people understand what that is and want to come to a class, but it is part of the services I offer. I'll probably be opening an office in Valpo soon, where I'll be working one-on-one with patients. Also.
I was going to ask where they can, I mean, I have your contact information, but where do you actually have places that they can do this at?
So I teach free classes, workshops, certification trainings, and series of classes in, right now, Valpo, Michigan City, LaPorte, and South Bend. So any of those 4 locations, I'll be traveling around, won't be there every week, sort of a deal. And then for the one-on-one, you can go to the lifecraftwellness.com and send me an email from there, and we can set something up.
You can set up something up. So you can do one-on-one, or if a group wanted to have you come in and
absolutely,
do it.
Absolutely, they can schedule me.
Yep. Very good.
And I work with the Healer Within Foundation, a nonprofit that does a different certification, and that's for the Tai Chi Easy brand. And it's great for institutions who want to have a wellness program in-house. They can have, you know, their people trained to co-mentor each other and work together. And
so you can help them set that up as a program and then step away and they can continue on with it. Well, that's excellent. So so what do you see as the some of the future develops you're going to do? You already talked about the the Therachi and things like that, which you're going to launch and you have trademarked.
So that will start on September at Valpo Healing Arts Center. There's a free class on September 5th, and on September 7th is the introductory workshop to talk about what the certification program is and tell you more about what Tai Chi is. And then we're going to continue the certification program at the Nest for a couple more weekends after that.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be nesting there. So,
yeah.
So what are some of the benefits of Tai Chi for someone who's not familiar with it? You know, there's a lot of people that say, I don't know. And same thing, they sometimes dismiss yoga as much the same way.
Right. So class is kind of like you arrive and you don't know what's going to happen. And then I tell you that we're here to relax. And the health benefits are evidence-based for clinical conditions by the federal government for things like fibromyalgia,
right,
falls prevention, cardiovascular. So basically, the research has caught up to say that we don't have to take all these pain pills anymore. You can go attend these different types of therapies, massage and yoga and
acupuncture. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. So those are the new alternative medicine techniques. And this is Tai Chi is basically a meditation in motion. So because you're not thinking while you're doing it, you're moving into your body and you're activating the relaxation response.
Is you see maybe a future of Tai Chi or at least that mentality moving into like physical therapy?
Because
there's so much physical therapy that goes on that is much more, I'm going to say mechanical in nature, that doesn't probably do that. I mean, is that something you'd want to be part of, making
absolutely.
That move?
Absolutely. That's exactly the job title I asked for when the VA clinic approached me, is recreation therapy. So that's a broad category that includes getting people social. And a lot of people who are in pain and chronic illness are vulnerable and isolated.
Right.
So the recreation therapy is part of the rehabilitation department. So in those arenas, I'm doing therapeutic Tai Chi and chair Tai Chi. So that's definitely an area I'd like to get into.
Right. And do you think, because I actually do think that just traditional physical therapy has included such a sensitivity to all these modalities that have been around for a long time, but not part of their, you know, toolkit.
Absolutely. So. And it's wonderful that Western medicine is catching up and incorporating some of these complementary techniques, because physical therapists are actually receiving continuing education credits for taking my certifications. So they're encouraged to bring Tai Chi to their practice. And I have physical therapy colleagues who are teaching Tai Chi and certifying you in rehabilitative Tai Chi as a physical therapist.
Yeah, it's so humane.
Yeah. I wanted to go back to the Peacock Place. I noticed one of the things, comments made about that is bringing families together.
Absolutely.
And kind of the healing in a more general sense. So tell us a little bit about that philosophy.
Well, one of my things is inclusivity. So dogs are allowed. You can bring your cat or your bird or whatever you want.
And your reptile.
Your rabbit.
your turtle.
And then I looked at it, and I got a lot of inquiries. And the ones that were in particular from people who had used to live in this area and wanted to come back and visit, they can't afford the prices that have been driven up by the Chicago elite. So I always had a policy that when I had a contact like that, I would always negotiate and find a way to let them come back and stay and have that experience. So it occurred to me that the clientele I wanted to target were families who wanted to get back together, which is exactly what was my tagline for Windrift Creativity Refuge in Beverly Shores. It was the family you haven't met before. So my events were called reunions. So strangers got together and realized that they already knew each other.
Now
fabulous.
That's in the Harbor Country of
The Peacock Place
Peacock
is
Place.
In Harbert, Michigan,
Harbert,
Sawyer, the Sawyer area. So it's 2 miles from Warren Dunes State Park.
Okay. So, and I don't know if I put that link, but how would they find out about doing that? Because it sounds like a wonderful place to go visit.
I think the easiest place is just go ahead and type Peacock Place into Facebook, and okay, it'll send you to all the different links.
Oh, okay, very good.
It's also on Airbnb.
Airbnb, so very good. So that's part of your overall philosophy of wellness and everything like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there are four components to Tai Chi. Can you just mention them?
Yeah, the healing arts aspect, the Chinese medicine includes the self-massage and breath work and movement and meditation.
And don't you think that we don't breathe deeply or well enough to nourish our bodies, and it's really wonderful to be reminded to breathe.
Yeah, if you just do that National Take a Deep Breath Day, take a breath right now, if you do that once a day, you're doing Qigong.
Okay, so listeners, take a deep breath right now along with this on Art on the Air. There we go. I know my wife is a shallow breather, so and I keep telling her, I says, you know, get that air in the lungs and everything.
You feel the benefits of it, like drinking water too.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you learn to fill your belly and your lungs with air and you increase your capacity to do so, you're actually stretching the tissues around the ribs, and there's stretch receptors in there that release neurotransmitters and all the feel-good drugs.
And do you find it... And I find it painful. It was painful at first.
Yes.
I mean, really.
Absolutely.
I had no idea that I wasn't using all that capacity.
Yeah.
So it's a gradual stretching process.
Absolutely. Great point.
Well, we're about ready to wrap up here, Krista. Any final thoughts about Tai Chi, what you're doing, everything that our listeners would like to hear?
Well, I guess, you know, one of the themes we've kind of danced around today is how my interests and my passions and my offerings are so diverse. And that's why the tagline for my business, Lifecraft, is live as a work of art. So be empowered to express yourself courageously, have compassion, contribute to those around you. You know, if we can bring collaboration to the world, then we've done what we're looking to do. And dreams fulfilled, go for it.
Very good.
I'm so filled, yes.
Well, I think
make a wish.
I think we're about ready to wrap it up here with Kristy Putnam. We appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, so much. Thank you.
I think it was very good. And I think a lot of artists out there would benefit from doing some of the things that Kristy has described here.
Oh, completely.
And everything. And she's going to be at the Nest. So
she is.
She's going to be at the Nest sometime, as Esther does that. In the meantime, I will say you've been
August
listening.
August 30th.
Okay. So you can see Kristy
that's
there.
That's a free class.
And
that
that's free.
Class.
And then we'll be starting
in September, right?
A class series and a certification program.
Thursday, September 26th, it seems like. We have, September 14th. There's mindful movement meditation. Yeah, so go look on the event listing.
There you go. You've been listening to Art in the Air with Kristy Putman, and we'd like to thank her for being here today. Art in the Air is heard Fridays at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast Monday at 5 p.m. Your hosts, Larry Breckner and Esther Golden. Thanks again to Greg Kovach, WVLP station manager. Underwriters for our show, again, are Valparaiso University's Brower Museum and Walt Freidinger of Paragon Investments. Again, if you're interested in being a guest, send us information about your arts-related event, or just anything you want, please use that email, artontheair@gmail.com. That's artontheair@gmail.com. Next week, we have Stacy Garcelon, and she's going to be talking about
Anamkara and her work with horses and healing.
So we're going to kind of be taking a departure from pure art and going to kind of the art of healing. So anyway, we hope to see you next week right here at 103.1 FM with Art on the Air.
Aloha, everyone.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know. Esther and Larry, Art on the Air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the Air, our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.